For me, I'm excited to come home and play in front of our home fans. So I want to put on a show for them. So I don't see it happening. I just can't let it down. But like I said, just to be able to come home and play in front of our fans, because it felt like it's been forever since we've been here.
Ben, why was last year's game against them so close? What do you remember from that?
It's a hard place to play. That's a hard place to play. They're a good team, you know, and they got after. I don't remember a lot of the game, but I just know that going there is never easy.
How did you, if Antonio can't go, does Emmanuel move over? Does Jericho? How does that work out?
You know what? I think, you know, we have to obviously wait and see what's going on, but I would think that we'd leave Emmanuel at his spot and then move Jericho to Antonio's spot. It's a great thing to have those extra receivers. We've always said it's the next man up, and no doubt in my mind we'll have someone step up and ready to go.
Ben, are you able to explain the success of this team on Monday nights, especially at home? Ed pointed out you guys haven't lost a home game on Monday nights since 1991.
Jeez, Ed, don't jinx us now. I don't know. It's always fun playing. I mean, the crowd is always great no matter when you play, but I think when it's a primetime game, it just seems to have a little bit more energy, which gets us going a little bit more. So I guess that's all I can give you.
Ben, I guess this one had been jinxed already because you had a streak there of about 19 consecutive games for this past season. This season began against Tennessee and Oakland where you hadn't lost to a team that was a non-playoff team. You're usually pretty good despite what people would consider to be a letdown factor. Is that week of preparation stuff, or when games have been close against that kind of competition, you just tend to be better in the fourth quarter than them?
Yeah, I mean, I hate that, the whole letdown game type thing, because everyone knows that in any week in this league, any team's good and any team can be bad and anybody can win. So you know, we just have to go out and approach it like you know, we need to play Steeler football. Doesn't matter who we play, we need to just go play Steeler football, and that's the mentality and approach we're gonna have this week as well.
Ben, your offense seems to be extremely diverse from the Oakland game to the Giants game. Is that Todd Haley's influence there?
Yeah, I mean, he's our coordinator. You know, he's calling the plays. We just do whatever we feel we have to do to win the game. Run the ball, pass the ball, throw deep, throw short. You know, we take pride in being able to be diverse.
Ben, is it fair to say that you started the season with a certain amount of plays in a playbook? You try a bunch of them, and now you've kind of got to where certain guys can do certain ones, and you recognize that more?
Possibly. You know, we did get to a point this year where we felt like we were getting a little bit out of control with, you know, not being just simplified with what we thought our best personnel packages was. And I felt like we've gotten to the point where we know what our best personnel group is, and we just design plays out of those groups.
The backs have talked about cutting back on the number of running plays and do what they do best, too. Mm-hmm. How many did you get rid of?
You know what? I think it's as much as getting rid of stuff, it's just not adding new things every week. You know, we cut down on, instead of having, this is just a number, you know, instead of having 50 runs, we were like, let's do 25 that we know well and do them well. So that we did the same thing in the past game, in formations and motions and everything else.
When you do that, you have to decide that the defense is going to know you're going to run those more often. What's better, you doing them better, or the defense know they're coming, right?
Correct. That's the approach you have to have, and that's why I think we were okay doing it, because we felt like we could still mix it up enough, still have combination routes and run plays at the same time, so if the run doesn't look good, we can get into a pass or vice versa.
Your sack totals are way down this year so far. What do you attribute that midway through the season?
Well, a little bit of a couple things. I think it's the line has been playing great. They're doing a great job. I think the offense just being calling short pass plays, and you know, you could in turn say, okay, I'm getting the ball out of my hands, but you know, that's just guys are getting open in shorter routes, because that's what we're doing, and we're not taking quite as many shots deep down the field, it feels like. So I think a kind of combination of all those things.
Is that for you? I mean, you've had so much success in past years throwing the ball deep. How big of an adjustment has it been for you? And I don't want to say swallow your ego at all, because you're doing very well, but it is different for you.
We've always felt we had, you know, we've got deep play guys, but you know, as we saw the other night, we can also get it to them quick and let them go the distance. So we just try and you know, have that happy medium. When do we take our shots? We still have to have plays, because we got guys that can stretch the field, but we also feel that we've got guys that we can get them catch short and run long, and that's kind of you know, the approach that we have to be able to take as well. It's just, you know, whatever works. As long as we get in the end zone, it doesn't matter how we get there.
Do you get the sense this is an important game for Todd?
Yeah, a little bit. I don't think he's really kind of – he hadn't come out and said anything like, let's go get him or anything. But you can – you always have that feel. I mean, it's the same thing when we play the Jets for Jericho Cotri, you know, or anybody that comes to this team from another team. You as a team want to get that win for those guys. You know, when we went to the Super Bowl and we had Flozell. You know, just things like that. You want to do it for those guys.
And you always said you have to pass when you have to run when you can run. You can pass when you can pass, whatever. Why have you been so successful? Because a lot of teams can't do that. Why do you think you've been so successful when you have to run, when you can run, and you have to pass?
I don't know. You know, obviously early on in the year, we weren't super successful running the ball. You know, we felt like we still got the runs when we needed to, but the quote-unquote numbers weren't pretty. But, you know, it's just the will of the guys. You know, late in games when we need to run the ball, the line loves it because they love just burying those guys, defensive linemen, and it's demoralizing for defenses. So, you know, it's just wanting to get it done, I guess.